Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. You are czar of stopping the mass shootings. What are you proposing? What are you willing to accept that you don't completely agree with because you need to build a coalition? What can we do to make progress? Because acceptance is pathetic. And we continue to accept this. I've got some ideas. I know Adam and Dan do also. We've got a bunch of texts coming in. Let's get some calls. First of all, Stephen is in Richfield. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, good afternoon, Chad. How are you?
I'm doing okay, sir.
Good. Yeah, I was a dean of students for many years. I just retired last year from Richfield. And again, here, this is tragic, but in a sense, in the last 20 years since I've been at my school that I was at, we had security grants provided to us. And we had, you know, the schools were, security-wise, were updated to the par. And again, here, the first question asked in that conference today was, why was that door unlocked where that person was able to just walk in? And in many, 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 many schools, those security is so good. And I know our school, if we had a jar of door, if we had any door open, it was a signal to the officer that there was just trouble going to be, you know, if that door is open. So again, here, it's too bad that something as simple as a little door being unlocked like that at that school caused such a bad situation to occur. Thank you, Chad.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's touch on that one, Adam. For a bigger plan, I would accept the one door idea, but here's my concern with it. Kids are trying to flee from a shooter, and we've had the single entry point, okay? The shooter knows that and is right there barricaded at that area, and there's no other way to get out. So, yes, going in, one point, and like my kids attend, why is it a high school? How early are they going to need to get to YZ High School and other big schools across this state to go through one entry point and to go through a metal detector?
Right.
An hour and a half? I mean, la-di-da, I'm flying out of the country. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I got to arrive at 3 hours before. I mean, honestly, YZ High School, I got 2,500 to 3,000 kids going through one entrance. And then in that scenario, Adam, when some grotesque, awful events, and there's only one door available, and the maniac knows that? Isn't the maniac just going to wait right there?
And think about other problems, other tragedies, or other potential tragedies that aren't man-related, like a fire or something, Dan was pointing out. And then,
yeah.
I mean, you've...
Yes.
And we're really at a point where, okay, let's make our schools like prisons. Let's lock them up like prisons. That's where we want to be, just so we can live in a society that absolutely has no restrictions on our weaponry that we want. That's the give and take here. I don't accept that. As somebody who uses guns, I just don't accept that. I don't accept that this is the cost of living in this society, that this is just part of the cost.
It's more because Dan's point is so good, too. Other safety reasons,
yeah.
You got to flee. Yeah. What if there were, you know, the four or five, and all the kids had to go through metal detectors? No? Or yes?
Again, if that's what we have to do. I mean, if, yep. let's compromise. Okay, we'll
to
give
get,
you that
to compromise.
Right.
Yep.
But like, you know, got Jason, it. Like we talked about, you know, like 2 weeks, really? We can't have a 2 week waiting period to get a gun? Unless you can prove otherwise, like I need one absolutely now for protection.
Yeah, that should be a no-brainer. Because Jason said 30 days. That's probably too long. But what is 2 weeks, as you said?
But it's like if you're leaving the country, you need a passport. It's not like, oh, God, I demand a passport today. I need one right now. No, you got to apply and you factor that in to your plans.
How many other things is it so cumbersome for us to go through hoop after hoop, phone call after phone call? But the gun is pretty quickly. 2 weeks, Cook, and there is a way for you to show where I need this right away, and we set up a system where it's proven that if you can demonstrate you need it quickly, that it gets to you quickly. Not that it's lip service, but it does get to you quickly.
I mean, I'm 1,000% on board with that. Where, you know, in the larger picture in this discussion and to your question, and not accepting, accepting this, even that, we are so hardened into our positions at this point that any amount of movement in the direction you guys are talking about is going to be stonewalled. It's going to be stonewalled.
But I'm not taking that right now. You're right. I want us to talk about what is possible right now. Because
but that's my point. I don't think it is possible.
Okay. Let me phrase it. I want to talk about ways that should be possible because I've sat here 100 times and I'll sit here probably tomorrow saying nothing is going to get done. I don't want to do nothing is going to get done today. I just don't. Just let's talk about things that would help this. And that maybe if we came together with enough ideas on both sides to some level that it could get done. Dave is in Wilmer. Dave, you're on. All right, Dave's not there. Mike is in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Mike.
Hang on. Now he's there.
Hello.
Okay. Is this Mike or Dave?
This is Mike.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
I'm wondering if sanctions might do it. Say $100 million for everybody that falls in this country to gun violence, and not just $100 million on the NRA itself as an organization or on a gun manufacturer as a corporation, but on all of their chief officers, all their top staff, $100 million per body, per person for all of those people. And, you know, if it's just on the organization, it's nothing to them. But if you start hitting individuals in those organizations, maybe they would change their tune a little bit.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Mike. I am not, and thanks so much for calling, and we always appreciate your input. I'm not a fan of where the NRA stands, Adam. But we have advocacy groups all over the place where other people massively disagree with them. And if it's just advocating and the power, I wish the politician would stand up and stop being cowards. But are we going to start blaming and fining tens and tens of millions for organizations who are allowed to form to try to shape opinion? Because where do we draw the line on that one, Carter?
Yeah, there'd be, I mean, I get the sentiment of that, but yeah, that's problematic. And that leads us to a very different place where It would not be prudent for have any advocacy groups suddenly.
No. Yeah. Which maybe some people would argue that's the way to go. Dave now is back from Wilmer. Go ahead, Dave.
Good afternoon, guys. Great conversation. I'm a gun guy.
Thank you.
I'll start by saying that.
Sure.
And I'm one of those gun guys where I don't think 30 days is out of line. There can be exceptions to the rule 100% without a doubt where somebody needs that protection, maybe in a domestic situation. But all of those things can be worked on and massaged, and because this all goes through your local authorities. It isn't like you walk in and walk out. Everything has to be looked at before you can do that. Now, I will say this. If we can protect our courthouse with police officers, why do we do that? We do that because we don't want those things to happen. Why can't we do that in a school setting? Why can't that resource be there and available?
Yeah. Two things. One, well, first of all, we had the individual on from the Justice Policy Institution, and they suggested in all the research they've done, it hasn't helped. You know, and we would have, I had more questions kind of to push on that, but that's when the press conference happened. And you know the other reason why, it's just money. I mean, it is
money. When we're sending millions of dollars to the Ukrainian government, we can't spend $1 million in our own country to protect our people.
Well, you're right. And I want to talk about money involving security and mental health. And we'll do that right when we come back. Universal background checks should pass. It's 254. They should pass by 255. The approval rating is over 90% in the country. Give me a break. Instantly, they should pass. Red flag laws. We don't even have them in this state. So if Adam, something dramatically changes with Adam, and we are concerned about him and his access to weapons and the safety of others, don't tell me your girlfriend can do this, your buddy can do it. You can set up a system to make sure these aren't just vengeance or jokes. Red flag law.
Yeah. Remember President Trump agreed, fully was on board with it until he wasn't the next day? What happened there?
Same with bump stock, the bump stock situation, right? Same thing. NRA talked to him. And then how about, honestly, one of our projects, you know, tackle cancer, this and that. Billions. I mean this. Billions of dollars for mental health. So you never are denied the opportunity to see a therapist.
Yep.
We are never worried about Adam trying to put someone in a quality facility to help them out. That the folks who don't know how to reach out now will know how to reach out. That we have more ways to try to find someone and then direct them. Our defense budget is what, $780 billion? What if it was $5 billion for mental health? So for the folks that say this is a mental health issue, okay.
Yeah.
Here's $5 billion because it's going to create a quality of life which is better, give people a better chance, and hopefully make some inroads on the mass shootings.
Right, because mass shootings are just one small factor of the mental health crisis in this country, and it would lead, I've said it, it would improve so many parts of society. By all means, let's work on mental health, which unfortunately gives a stigma to the many millions of people who suffer from some form of mental illness that violence, violent and or committing violence is not a factor.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. Make that a huge project. What about those ideas? Come up with some compromise about safety at schools. So those four or five tenets, 21 is the age. Okay, not 18. I don't think we need assault rifles. I don't know if that one ever could pass, but no, we don't need it. So get four of the six and pass them. That is doable. Now, Dan's right. It won't happen, which is, again, a failure of our country. But get four of the six and see if it helps us. And if it doesn't help us enough, try another four. But doing nothing should not be an option. We got to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.